If you think the process in Texas is confusing, imagine how it must have felt to be a TV news anchor last night covering the Wisconsin primary.
If this is not symbolic, Senator Clinton is going to be, most likely, interrupted in her speech by Senator Obama speaking from Houston.
That's MSNBC's Keith Olbermann. Soon after his network called Wisconsin for Obama, Clinton began speaking from Youngstown, Ohio, and here's where things got tricky.
Just minutes into Clinton's speech, Obama began his speech in Houston. So what would you do? Two rival candidates, two speeches, one TV screen. Well, CNN's Wolf Blitzer had the unenviable task of smoothing the transition from Clinton to Obama.
We'll put that money right back in your
tonight's
pockets
contest
once we
in
get
Wisconsin.
It
He's getting ready to address a rally there. We're going to listen in to hear what he has to say. He's got a lot of enthusiastic supporters there. He's got a big smile, obviously.
Fox's Britt Hume was a bit more to the point.
Barack Obama is now speaking, having not waited, as is sometimes the custom, for her to finish. So let's listen to him for a while.
Fox, CNN, and MSNBC all aired about the same amount of Clinton, 7 minutes, before turning to Obama, who spoke for about 45 minutes. So was Obama's seemingly early speech a snub to Clinton? Here's MSNBC's Tim Russert later that night.
I don't think the Obama campaign was in a very patient mood tonight on the heels of this victory in Wisconsin, and they decided it's time to Bigfoot the Clinton campaign and the message of the Clinton campaign and take over the airwaves. And they roadblocked them.
But CNN's Anderson Cooper seemed to say the snub, if there was one, was mutual.
There was also a sort of political etiquette. Senator Clinton, in her speech, which we're going to show more of in a few moments, not congratulating Senator Obama for his victory in Wisconsin, not even mentioning Wisconsin, and Senator Obama beginning his speech while Senator Clinton was still speaking.
Well, for the truth behind Speechgate, we reached out to both campaigns. Clinton's people say that her speech started late. But Obama spokesman Bill Burton said, quote, "We had a scheduled event that we started on time. I can't speak to why she," referring to Senator Clinton, "started her attack speech early."
In a campaign where even time can be used as a weapon, it's a good thing there are only about 6,170 hours to Election Day.